And bring up the script. So, Kathy, whenever you're ready.
I am ready. Good evening, everybody. I'm calling this Back Bay Architectural Commission public hearing to order at 5 p.m. on January 10th, 2024. You may participate in this hearing by going to our Zoom meeting link in our agenda posted online at https://www.boston.gov, public notices 160-64061, or by calling 301-715-8592 and entering ID 947-384-4615 hashtag. You may also submit written comments or questions to backbayac@boston.gov. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this hearing online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Back Bay Architectural Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you may press *9 to raise your hand, or you may send your questions to staff via email at backbayac@boston.gov. Public comments will be limited to 2 minutes per person and should be focused on a project's exterior architectural features, which include landscaping. Issues related to use, street traffic, and noise are outside of the commission's purview. And for those of you that have just joined, I apologize. My light just went out as I came on screen, and I have a light behind me, but I know it's not optimal, but I am here.
All right, so I'll just do the roll call of commissioners. So we have Commissioner John Christensen,
Yep.
Tom High, Kathy
Yep.
Connor,
Here.
Suzanne Gaspar, Gina Dimitriadis, Rob Weintraub, Ethel McLeod, Andy Ciampaterra, and Tom B. Mayer.
Yes.
All here. And we can go right to our first agenda item, Kathy.
Perfect. That sounds great, Joe. Thank you. We're going for application 24.0591, and that's 192 Commonwealth Avenue. Is there someone here present for 192 Commonwealth Avenue?
Mark Holland.
Thank you, Mark. Mark, if you could hold on 1 moment, Joe is going to read his staff comments, and then he'll give the floor back to you.
All right. 192 Commonwealth Avenue is an eight-story brick building built in 1926 to 1927 as an eight-unit apartment building and designed by Bigelow and Wadsworth. Staff recommends approval, finding that this is an atypical Back Bay residential building that does not have the usual layout of rooftop chimneys to guide the placement of the deck. And staff has determined that the railings and equipment will not be visible from a public way. And I just want to show you some photos that I took. So I was out last week, and this is the far side, looking at the front facade of the building from the far side of Commonwealth Avenue. The roof deck, proposed roof deck, is at the south part of this building, so it would be at closer to the rear of the building. But just to give you a sense of viewpoints. Here's Commonwealth Avenue and a typical view that you would see. Can't really see anything. When I was there, there was a safety railing up, which made things a little confusing. This is probably the one view, if you were going to see anything, you would be seeing it from. And this is from the alley looking east. And this is the alley west of Exeter Street. And this is an alley view looking west. I do want to note that we do have as an administrative item a roof deck on the north part of this roof. And this roof deck was previously approved by the commission, and it was extended this past November. So the that current application is valid until November 2024. This is on admin, on the admin items. This new application reduces the size of that proposed roof deck. So here you can see the outline of what was approved and compared to the new roof deck, which is a reduction in the footprint. And then I know that application also included an approved shade canopy and privacy screen, and the new shade canopy is going to be at a lower height. But that is an administrative application separate from the application you're reviewing right now. But I just wanted to include that information because I know the neighborhood association of the Back Bay had brought that up in their comments. So Mark, from that, you know, here are some photos that you submitted of existing conditions. And they're somewhat the same viewpoints that I had shown. And so, Mark, maybe, you know, let me know if you just want me to go through these photos.
That would be great. Yes. The pictures are pretty straightforward.
Okay. And I think this was the valley or the alley view that I had seen just zoomed in.
Yes. And that's a telephoto or a zoomed version from the alley west of Exeter.
And then
this is the existing condition. They've put a new roof on this summer, and you can see the new copper parapet. And this would be the area where the proposed common building roof deck would be. You see just a little fraction of the new steam pipes or the refurbished steam pipes there. And we're back 3 feet from those or 5 feet, 5 inches from the parapet wall with the new deck. What you see between the elevator head house and the stair head house is an existing heat pump that serves three of the units currently in the building.
Is that the same size that you proposing to use?
No, it's we're proposing smaller heat pumps, so there'd be a single 5-ton unit for each unit. This is a larger unit that serves three together, and the proposal is in the future that that larger unit would be replaced by two smaller ones.
Now those smaller ones are still pretty high.
They're 4.5 feet high, basically. But they're not as tall as the chimney mass. There, we're looking right at the chimney mass for the fireplaces that are in the dining rooms, and to the left you see a chimney mass, which is for the boiler, the common building boiler.
Okay, how far back from the edge do the heat pumps sit?
They sit back probably about 6 feet back. I can check.
The two up front there, which are more, are they adjoining the building, right?
They are also for the building, yes. I'm sorry.
No, I don't know what number they are behind the stairway to the left.
These two are where the ones that are on the far south, the alley, yeah. Those would replace the existing three unit heat pump.
And okay. I'll just say, so this is the alley here.
Yeah.
Here's Exeter and here's.
Yeah. And there's a building. This comes out to the. So you can look down. There are no building next to you. Till you get to the where the fireplace is there. I mean,
so there's a building here. There's an abutting building.
Whole length?
No, Mark, I don't know how far does that.
I think it only goes. It only goes back about to the boiler, because there are windows in the bathroom, and you can see there's a series of windows. In the it used to be the servant's bathroom, actually, and there's a one-story garage on the alley, but the original townhouse is set back.
Okay, but no, Mark,
my concern is there, right, Mark?
The two of the units are there, and there's the existing one that's right there to the south of the elevator head house. But you, as you can see, you can't see that unit.
Okay.
Let's, Mark, do you have the line of sights?
Yeah.
It's like you don't get to it. Yeah.
I don't, Mark, do you have a line of sight?
Yeah. Not, I guess not from the alley. We have it from Exeter Street.
Because this is from, I think these are from your previous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have that handy that you could show us? I'd let you share your screen.
I do not have one from there. I just have the existing photographs that
maybe, I mean, we can look at this, these.
That these existing be, photograph.
These might be helpful to just yeah. look at. You can, yeah, I don't know. You know, this is for the roof deck for the admin item.
Yes. And but the proposed common building roof deck would have that same setback, that 5 feet 5 inches from the parapet wall.
Setback for the heat units, heat pumps, right?
Well, the railing would be
the there. Railing for the common building deck.
Okay,
there's the. Here are the heat, you know, the heat pumps are back.
Yeah, when you took a look at the building, Joe, were the heat pumps mocked up as well as the railing?
Mark, were they mocked up when I went out?
Yes, they were, because you went out on Thursday, right?
Yeah. Yes,
and they had set it up on Thursday,
so they were not really visible.
No,
they were the photos you have. Show places for them to be, right?
Yes. I do have a photo of the rooftop unit in place. Let's see if I can escape.
But Mark, you're taking a larger condenser and then replacing it with three individual condensers or six?
Two there to the south. The next four are backed up to the chimney mass there, and they're shorter than the chimney mass. And then there are two more that are further to the north, but they're pulled away. Well, they're pulled further away from the parapet walls of the building.
But the ones you're replacing, if you're replacing them with individual condensers, and you're taking out a 10 or 20 ton unit, it's going to be a lower profile, shorter and skinnier.
Yes, shorter and narrower.
Narrower, yeah. Are you putting those on snow stands, the 18-inch steel stands?
No, we were putting them on heat mats. That's okay. What we'd done before, and it seems to be pretty successful.
So you're improving the condition?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready to make a motion.
The total height above the roof would be 20 pumps.
It's 54 inches. There's a cut sheet of the proposed units. Oh,
yeah. Well, by the time you get above the roof, the 3'6" is the rail's going to be 4 feet high. So,
yes, and those weren't visible.
No, if you're 5.5 feet back from the parapet and you've got the tallest building on the block, there's no way you're going to see this thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And
that's why I'm ready to make a motion.
Let's go to public comment. Read that out of the way. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you're calling in and cannot use a platform, you may press *9 to raise your hand, or you may send your questions to staff via email at backbayac@boston.gov. Public comment will be limited to 2 minutes per person and should be focused on a project's exterior architectural features, which include landscaping. Issues related to use, street traffic, and noise are outside of the commission's purview.
All right. I will note that we did receive public comment that I shared with the commissioners from Allie and Maria Matamed from 188 Commonwealth Avenue. They live in the sixth and seventh floor, and they expressed concern of noise from the proposed HVAC equipment. And then related to the admin item, they also expressed concern about the canopy and the privacy screen. But again, I do have to say that those elements were previously approved and they're going to be made smaller.
Including the privacy screen? What is that privacy?
The privacy screen is, and again, this is for the admin application, not this application, the application.
Has it been approved yet?
It was approved, and then it was extended. The approval was extended this past November, and they're making the canopy and the deck smaller. The privacy screen will remain the same, but it's all as we had approved.
What is a privacy screen?
But it was approved before, John.
It was approved, but this is for another. This is on the opposite side of this building, and it's included on admin. It's an admin application.
Is it going to be visible from Commonwealth? Right.
Yes. Oh no, it's not visible. It's not visible.
Okay.
We're moving forward from that, John, because it's already been approved. And what we'll do is we'll speak to Jim Berkman, please.
All right. Jim, you should be able to unmute yourself.
Thank you. And I'll happy to also be a video. Hello, everyone. Good to see you all. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I just wanted to confirm that the Architecture Committee of the Back Bay, which I co-chair, does approve of these rooftop changes and appreciates the shrinking of the decking and the setting back from the parapet. We did hope, and we don't expect this, but we did hope that we like that they've clad the stairhead in copper and the head house. And we hoped that they might be able to reduce the elevator override, if not in this major project soon. And so we just like to add a reduction of the elevator override would be appreciated. And also that when you do the admin review of the canopy, you make sure it really is meaningfully reduced. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Anybody else, Joe, can you see with their hand? Oh, now I don't see anyone yet. I might be missing someone though, so I always like to check. Or any emails either. I don't have access to that.
Yeah, let me just double check our emails just to
thank you, Joe. Remember.
Hey, Joe, even the noise concern brought up by Ali, would that be in the admin section?
Who is this? Who's speaking?
Oh, this is Tanvi.
Oh, hi, Tanvi. Hi. So we do not have purview over noise. That's outside of our purview. But again, for both applications, if there is noise, that would be subject to the noise commission on noise and air pollution commission.
So no other public comments, Joe?
Wait a minute. There is, it looks like, I do have a second message here from Ali Matamed asking why noise is outside of our purview. And it's something that there are other commissions that deal with noise. We're not experts on sound. So if something is, of a noise level that's unacceptable by the law, then that's something that would be handled by another commission.
Thank you for that clarification, Joe. That's great. And shall we go back then to the motion?
Let me just say, with regards to noise, this building is a corner building, so it's at least two or three stories higher than its neighbor. I assume, I take it that's the case. If that's the case, you're not going to hear anything. The new condensers, I think their decibel levels around 35 or 40, it's very low, maybe even less. So I wouldn't say that noise would be a problem, even though it's outside our purview. My motion is for approval as presented with details to staff.
Second.
Great. John Christensen?
Yes.
Tom High?
Yes.
Kathy Conner?
Yes.
Zena Gaspar?
Yes.
Gina Dimitriadis?
Yes.
Rob Weintraub?
Yes.
Ethel McLeod?
Yes.
Andy Champatero?
Yes.
And Tom B. Nayer?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
And Thank Mark, you very much.
Mark, you may want to stay on just in case when we get to admin, there are questions.
All right, I'll stay on. I'll just mute myself.
Yeah, okay. All right, very good.
Mark. Okay, we're moving on to our next and final application, which is unusual, but that's great. We have application 24.0583, and that's at 339 Marlborough Street. Is there someone here from 339 Marlborough Street, please?
So this is Guy Grassi. I don't see Guy.
He's here. In.
What's that?
He's here. I admitted him.
Oh. Ah, there he is. Great. All right, Guy, you should be able to unmute yourself and show your video.
There we go. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right.
Hi, Guy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. You know the gig, and it goes to Joe for the staff comments and back to you.
Hey, Guy, is there anyone else that you would presenting with you, or are you here by yourself?
I'm here all along.
Okay, all right. 339 Marlborough Street is a four-story brick row house built in 1872 for speculative sale. The mansard roof was replaced with a full brick story in the late 1800s, and the lower level windows at the front facade were enlarged in 1918. Staff recommends approval, finding that the proposed work, including the rear addition and the rooftop deck, access hatch and HVAC equipment are consistent with the commission's design guidelines for the residential area of the district. But I want to make the note that staff specifically recommends approval of the addition clad in brick rather than copper. So Guy, I can control the presentation that was submitted. I will show just what I could see or couldn't see from the mock-up that was in place. So here's the front from Marlborough Street. Here's 339 Marlborough Street. From the back, this is 339 here.
Right.
And then I could only get a very slight glimpse of it if I stood way on private property and on my toes and really reach to look. So this was very difficult to see at all. So, I mean, I would say it's minimally visible, if not invisible. It's certainly not visible from a public way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
All right, guys. So just let me know when you'd like me to move forward.
Sure. Good evening. Thank you for hearing our presentation. As Joe said, this building has been altered. The top floor was taken off and squared off with brick facades. This is one of, I think it was six or seven identical townhouses once upon a time. And each one seems to have undergone some kind of alterations to the top floors and or the backs, some rear additions, some bays, several things. You can flip through it, the existing condition photos. Joe, if you want, go to the next slide. This is a close-up of the front yard. It's sort of an unusual brick-paved front yard for a good chunk of it, sort of has a terrace on it and that sort of planter in the middle. The fencing is modern, but it's okay, and we're planning on keeping it. There's an unusual area well where the windows in the front were enlarged. It's nicely done and it works well, so we're planning on keeping it. Although I gotta tell you, the windows on the inside look to be original openings. It's hard to tell, but it could be they're old enough that they look original. Other than that, the facade's in pretty good shape. It's been well maintained. The brickwork and everything. The windows are largely aluminum, with the exception of the fourth floor front and the basement windows in the front. And we're replacing all of the aluminum windows with wood windows. Go ahead, Joe, to the next one, please. And this is the existing front door. There's an existing buzzer system. We'll want to replace that, and we're proposing to replace the door hardware. But other than that, it's all to remain. The light fixture is to remain as well. And the mail slot. And then here's another photo of that front yard. Our plan is to take all that out and plant the whole front yard, get rid of all the the hardscape out there and just plant it, put in a magnolia tree and a perimeter hedge and ground cover. The next slide, please. And this is that area. Well, just for the heck of showing it to you, it's in pretty good shape and it's nicely done. It's bowed a bit, as you can see, but it seems to be structurally sound. So we'll probably try to repair that a little bit. But other than that, it's all to remain. The next slide, please. And this is the rear facade. You can see the wood fence. That fence is proposed to remain. Behind that is a garden that's sunken about 4 feet below the 3.5 feet below the parking area. The addition is completely not visible because of that. There may be a slight angle from the side where you could potentially see a little corner of it. There's already, I'll show you some pictures from inside. One of the things to notice is that there's a two-story copper-clad bay on our adjacent building. That's where we got the cue from for doing the copper-clad detail on the rear L. And then also on the building on the other side at 341, there's a copper-clad bay on the second floor of that building. So we see that happening on two adjacent buildings, which is again where we came from. And you can also see the top floor being added, squared off. The next slide, please. This is inside the garden, and you can see again that copper bay to our left, and then the window openings. And then the next slide, please. And then this is an existing rear L. I'm not sure when it was constructed. It seems relatively modern. It could be replaced something that was there, an older mm-hmm. addition, but I don't think either one of them were probably original to the house. You can see the side fencing that goes all the way around and the connecting balcony above that. The next slide, please. And then we're also proposing a sort of bike storage or storage closets in this area of the garden that would be raised, the bottom of it would be constructed with a floor at the top of that retaining wall, which is just about level with the rear parking area. And we would want to be able to access that from sort of hidden doors in the fence so that they can be accessed from the driveway side. The next slide, please. All of the fence material will remain. It's relatively new and in pretty good shape. The rear area was already paved with brick, and as was the sidewalk area. So we're proposing to retain all that. The next one, please. And then there's some photos here, two or three photos of the existing roof conditions. There's mechanical equipment up there. There's a hatch, a skylight. All of that stuff gets taken off and replaced with our new roof plan. The next one, please. And then this is just looking towards the north, I guess that's the northeast corner. Again, showing all the roofs are relatively at the same height. They're very close in height, the two neighbors. The next slide, please. And you can see just looking towards the southeast as well. A couple buildings away, there's a taller building, but all the buildings are basically the same height. The next slide, please. And then this is looking towards the southwest. There was a roof deck and a small head house next door to us on that side. The next slide, please. So what we have here is the rear yard plan at the top of the drawing, the front yard plan in the middle, and then the roof plan at the bottom. The rear yard plan is to retain the rear yard, the rear parking area, just as it is. You can see in the plan there's a sort of like a closet that's been created on the inside of the fence, and a pair of gates put in. We have an elevation of those gates. It's basically going to blend with the fence material, and all of that would be the same height as what's there. We do want to plant out the perimeter of that rear garden. Currently, it's all hardscape within the garden. So we'll take up some of the brick pavers that are in there and create the plantings. Again, that's all down low. There's a 6 or 7 foot high fence, you know, at the rear, you know, at the parking area, and then you go down about 3.5 feet. So it's, you know, it's like 9 or 10 feet from the top of the fence to the terrace. This also shows our proposed rear addition. The addition is shown at the same depth as the existing bump out that's there. It's slightly deeper than the bay, you know, to the east. You know, the purpose is just to obviously to expand that that rear area, that that basement rear area as a game room. It's quite tight to make it function, and also to open up the back wall a bit to the garden so that you can see it better and you get a little bit more light. It's pretty dark down there in the north facing rear wall. And also just to connect that that space to the rear garden so that it's used more and it's really more part connected. None of that I think is visible from anywhere because it's all below or at the fence line. Obviously, you know, if the fence was removed, you folks would have to approve that. So none of it's actually visible from the public way. Obviously, you can see it looking down from, you know, floors above. But it's completely surrounded by fence or L's around it. On the middle level, the middle drawing is the front yard plan, which again is just to remove all of the plant material, I mean, all of the pavers that are there and put in, install ground cover and a magnolia tree and then a boxwood hedge around the perimeter. We would retain the area well that's there and then just repair the rest. It's all in pretty good shape. The walkway has been bricked and things like that. And then the roof of the L would just be a flat roof or a low slope membrane roof. We are proposing to shorten the connecting balconies wherever we can. On the first floor, there's a section that we can shorten. You can see it dotted in on the rear. And then the roof plan at the bottom of the sheet it shows that we're installing a proposing a deck that lives between the chimneys from the inside edges of the chimneys. And installing a bulkhead that slopes, it's low with a skylight hatch to access the deck. Railing systems that wrap around the whole thing except at the bulkhead area. And then two heat pumps just behind the railing system. And Joe, what you were seeing, you know, when you get across the alley in the neighbor's yard at a distance was the top corner of that heat pump. We couldn't see the railing system at all, but you could see just one little corner of it from a distance down the alley, just barely, as you mentioned.
What kind of heat pump height to that?
Pardon me?
How high are they?
They're about 4 feet high. They're you know, they're two DX units and they're turned sideways, and we actually set them on snow melt mats so that we don't have to set them on racks to get them out of the snow. So we've kept them about as low as we can possibly make them.
So they're very minimally above the fence.
They're basically pretty much in line with the top of the fence rail. The roof slopes from the front to the rear. Yep. So that deck is up about a foot above the roofing at the rear edge. With the railing, you know, the railing and the top of the heat pump is just about the same. We actually have a section through that. If you go to that, I think it's on the next slide. Let's go ahead to that one. There it is. So you can see that in the top, the heat pump is shown just a hair lower than the yeah. top of the railing, you know, of the deck. The railing design is similar to the front fence design, which was a simple vertical picket with a little bit of a scroll work at the top edge. And we have a detail of that. And then you can see the profile of the hatch and the bulkhead and the railing locations and the deck locations. And you can see how when we flatten the deck out at the, you know, pretty much tight to the, where it meets the roof at the front, it's about a foot high at the rear edge. And then also at the bottom of the sheet, you can see the rear L that we're proposing, and its relation to the fence and the fence in the back, and you can see that level change from the garden up to the parking area. So I think just the only thing that might be visible of that rear L would be the corner on the west corner. As you come up the alley, you might see just a little corner of that above the fence. That is where the existing L is currently. And then the front, there's no real changes. These are the existing condition elevations, front and rear. The only thing really substantially, the only thing worth looking at here is just the extent of the connecting balconies, especially at the rear. They run all the way across the top floor and part halfway across the first floor. Same thing in the front. The top floor connects two windows, and they don't need to. They only need to connect to one. So we're just proposing to remove those sections that aren't necessary. Otherwise, it's essentially a restoration of the facades besides the L. If you can go to the next slide. We have the proposed work on the front. Again, it's largely restoration work, the new brass intercom system and replacement hardware on the front, the shortening of the connecting balcony, the wood replacement windows everywhere except for the top floor of the fourth. And then on the rear facade, we have two elevations. The first one was what we had submitted originally, which is a copper clad addition. Again, picking up on the copper clad addition next door and the copper bay on the other side. We're proposing a door where the in the location of where the old L was to enter the house. And then we'd like to get a pair of doors and a couple of double hung windows next to it to get access to that garden and to really open up that basement to the garden space. At Joe's request, we developed a brick veneer version of the same, basically the same design, with copper cornice and gutters and downspouts and this and the like, similar fenestration and lights.
God. Just looking at those, I have to say that the brick really does seem to work better. I took a look around, and I understand your concept of building off of the copper clad bay on the east side to use copper on this. But there really aren't in the residential district new one-story rear additions which are done in copper. It's very unusual, and the brick really does look quite elegant. So I would, I would encourage you to go in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, we're okay going either way. They're basically a similar cost, so it's not really much of a difference. Right. Yeah. I like the sort of lightness of the copper. And again, being that it's all essentially below the fence line, it's very difficult to get from anywhere.
The thing about the fence line is, you're right. I suppose the commission would have to approve removal of the fence, but I can't imagine us not approving taking down the fence if somebody wanted to, just because we didn't want them to see what was behind it. It's much better to put something behind it that would really fit with the building, which, I think this is a very elegant project, and you've done a nice job with this, with the brick veneer. So I move in that direction.
Yeah, I like the brick veneer a lot. Yeah.
Okay, I like it too.
Well, just to offer the opposite opinion, I think in the brick version, the pilasters are so skinny that they really defy what brick wants to do. So to me, that's very foreign to what is happening above it. And for that reason, I actually like the copper, but I could go either way. I was also just looking at the material that you're taking out, the big chunk of the existing brick, in the existing elevation, and wondering whether there's any detail on it that would be worth learning from as you're developing the new elevation.
There isn't much. The existing condition elevation is above. They're similar arched brick openings, obviously, because they're all on the same plane. They all align. And then there's the window in the modern bay, the modern addition to the rear. So these were, again, very utilitarian in terms of their detailing and their facades. There's no real architectural detail to speak of.
And also, Susanna, the top two floors, you'll notice in the photographs, it doesn't show us as clearly in this, the top two floors have been modified.
No, I know.
Yeah. Yes, and so you already have sort of a mismatch That's where they eliminated the mansard on the next to the top floor, and then they built that entire new floor. And right. They have different lintels and different window shapes and so forth. So
where were we when that happened? Anyway,
we weren't born yet. We weren't born yet.
I'd love to hear everybody's opinion on, you know, the kind of the thinning out of the brick towards the bottom versus doing that in copper.
We're ambivalent, and you know, we'll do it either way, whichever way the commission prefers.
On the front, I just wanted to comment that I'm really pleased to see you removing all of that brick or hardscaping and putting a garden back in. I think the Garden Club had some questions about the selection of the tree, and I would hope that you'd be able to work with them on that.
I mean, the magnolia seems appropriate, and that's really what our client would like to install. And they seem to thrive on the sunny side of Marlboro Street.
Can you work with the Garden Club to see if everybody is in sync on this?
I have to talk to my clients about about that. We frankly haven't developed the more detail on the plant material, and we'll go to a landscape designer and work with them on the final details of that. Certainly this is a huge improvement over what's there.
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I'd really like to give my client their opportunity to get involved,
at least review the plant list that gets selected by your client.
Yeah.
To have the Garden Club review it and comment.
Sure, happy to do that.
I mean, you know, maybe they don't agree, but
yeah. Well, that's right. That's the concern.
Yeah.
We're not proposing anything inappropriate. You know, the framework of what we've laid out is what we're intending, but in terms of the specifics of the ground cover and the exact
couple conditions, they've kept us from building stuff that won't grow. So
I like that
option.
Thank you, John. If I can follow up on Susanna's comment, commissioners, are there any comments to support Susan's question regarding the copper or brick? As far as I know, a few of you have spoken up. Any other comments regarding the copper versus the brick at the base?
It's interesting. I look at the copper, I really liked it, but then it seems almost like a little storefront, like a retail front.
Yes.
So when I look at the brick, it looks a lot more like a residential building. That's my only impression. But again, I think either one actually works, but yeah. Definitely my preference will be on the brick.
Okay. I prefer the brick as well, Kathy.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other commissioner comments? I know
same Kathy, for myself as well. I'm not bothered by the proportions of the pilasters either. They look to be at least one, full brick wide. That doesn't bother me. I think the proportions are fine.
Okay. I agree.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the roof on the, would it be on the top of this that you look down on?
It's a membrane roof.
And I actually have a question, Guy, on the copper, because typically we like to lean toward copper for a number of things. One of the concerns that you probably consider, I think it looks beautiful, was because of its location. I'm thinking of dent marks, and this kind of occurred to me from a longevity thing for upkeep. That was just one thing, but I think it looks beautiful. And my question in the actual proposal that's going to be placed any moment would be, would we be able to consider either or with the details between Guy and Joe for the final?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I think we have some details on in the application. The next sheet is we didn't detail the brick, but we do have a wall section and some details for the copper version. But yeah, I'm happy to work with Joe on the final detailing of all of that.
Great.
Kathy?
Yes.
I'm ready to make a motion whenever.
Fantastic. Thanks, Tom. Then let's go to public comment. Right. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you're calling in and cannot use the platform, you may press star 9 to raise your hand, or you may send your questions to staff via email at backbayac@boston.gov. Public comment will be limited to 2 minutes per person and should be focused on a project's exterior architectural features, which includes landscaping. Issues related to use, street traffic, and noise are outside of the commission's purview. And I see, Jim, you have your hand raised, if you'd like to go first.
Thank you. The architecture committee reviewed this last week. I was not in attendance, but we did send in our remarks. I see Lori Thomas is going to talk about the Garden Club suggestions, which we wholeheartedly endorse. In the front, we would like the staff to review the hardware that's being replaced because we didn't see it. On the roof, while we approved many of the additions and changes, we did think the railing needed to be continuous around the bulkhead, the hatch. It was not continuous. And also there's a tall PVC that's visible now being replaced, but we weren't shown what the replacement would look like. So we want to make sure that replacement PVC pipe is invisible. Now in the back, we did have a lot of concerns. We very much think the brick looks better than the copper because copper is used in bay windows and oriel windows and never on first floor additions. So it would be completely out of character in the back bay. And one day the fence might come down and it would be seen from the public way. But we have a solution for Susanna's concerns about the thin brick piers. We strongly believe that the openings in the addition should line up with the three fenestrations above it. And it would also be wonderful if the new addition had the jacked arched tops to the windows they're replacing, the historic bottom windows. And rather than a double door in the middle, a single door, all of which would make for a very handsome, very elegant brick facade that lines up with the building above it. So that would solve the thin brick piers. In addition, we think they should add a tree in the rear, we hope. They have existing vents that are wire covered and we'd like them to be capped more traditionally. And there's a PVC pipe sticking up in the rear that we hope they'll remove. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Jim. Lori.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Lori Thomas speaking on behalf of the Tree Committee for the Garden Club. Mr. Grassi, the Garden Club very much appreciates removing the hardscaping and replanting a flowering tree in the front garden. There was a healthy 18-foot magnolia in that garden that was removed sometime after our front garden inventory just in 2018. We'd like to see a full-size but compact blooming tree to replace the one that was removed. But we don't recommend the popular choice of a saucer magnolia or any early blooming magnolia varieties because they're prone to diseases and fungal issues that have affected and killed a number of magnolias in Back Bay. Early bloomers like saucers are at risk of having their buds destroyed by spring cold snaps, so the buds all turn black and they rot instead of flowering. So to avoid this, Margaret suggests that you look at the Leonard Messel magnolia variety, which has done very well all over Back Bay. And she suggests you also consider a white blooming redbud tree, which is very striking and unusual. We have only one or two of those in the neighborhood, whereas we have hundreds of magnolias, or a disease resistant crab apple, or a Japanese snowbell, which are all very pretty, full sized, compact trees. We would like to see a full sized tree, not a weeping or a dwarf variety. As far as your other plantings, boxwood is also susceptible to a blight, and rabbits will eat the young plants, so we don't recommend it anymore. We've seen rabbits eating boxwood like crazy. As an alternative, we recommend something in the Ilex crinata family, which is also called Japanese holly. It looks like boxwood. It does not look like American holly, but rabbits do not eat it. And we had hoped that you might be putting some raised beds in the back of your garden since it's so deep. And so, you know, the ground is not likely to get a lot of light for your plants. And we were hoping in those raised beds, you might consider tucking a fastigiate tree in between your bike storage and your gate. Margaret could suggest some fastigiate flowering trees like crabs that would bloom or fastigiate cherries. These are very narrow, small column shaped trees that would give a little green relief to some of your neighbors. So we hope you might consider that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lori. Joe, do we have any more comments? I didn't see any.
No, I do want to mention we did receive public comment that I shared with the commission, and that was from Kristen Sperry from 337 Marlboro Street. She lives in the building with the existing neighboring Copper Bay, and she had some concerns about how the new addition would interface with the existing addition next door. So I don't see her present, but that was an abutter had some concerns about that.
Great. Thank you, Joe. And that's it for public comment. So let's move back and make the motion.
Before I make it, I just wanted to ask Guy, on the question of the railing on the roof, running all the way around behind the hatch, is that something that is a problem?
There's really no good reason for it. It wouldn't serve any purpose. There's a deck on the other side. There's, you know, it would just make it difficult to service the side of the bulkhead.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification, Guy.
So all I'm right. ready to make a motion.
Great, Tom.
Move that we approve, noting that the rear facade masonry has been previously altered and the roof additions are minimally visible, and with the following provisos. First, that the rear addition be constructed of or faced with brick with details to staff, and that the selection and replacement of the replacement tree and the hedge materials be remanded to staff in consultation with the garden club.
Second.
Okay.
The motion.
John Christensen?
Yes.
Tom High?
Yes.
Kathy Connor?
Yes.
Zana Kaspar?
Yes.
Gina Dimitriadis?
Yes.
Rob Weintraub?
Yes.
Ethel McLeod?
Yes.
Andy Ciampaterra?
Yes.
And Tom B. Nayer?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks, Guy. Great to see you.
Thank you all. And it was a pleasure being here again tonight. We'll see you soon.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Let's move forward to the administrative review. Do we have a motion for approval?
Motion to approve.
Second.
And before we take the vote, if there is any, you know, any other members of the public that had questions about 192 Commonwealth Avenue or any of the other items, please feel free to raise your hand. But I think I clarified that.
Great.
Yeah, because I had a question too, but you clarified it.
Okay. All right. So I'm not seeing anyone else raising their hands.
Great.
All right. John Christensen.
Yes.
Tom High.
Yes.
Kathy Connell.
Yes.
Susanna Gaspar.
Yes.
Gina Dimitriadis.
Yes.
Rob Weintraub.
Yes.
Ethel McLeod.
Yes.
Andy Ciampaterra.
Yes.
And Tom B. Nayer.
Yes.
Great. And do we have ratification of the public hearing minutes from 12/13/2023? Is there someone that would make a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All right. John Christensen?
Yes.
Tom High?
Yes.
Kathy Connor?
Yes.
Zana Gaspar?
Yes.
Gina Dimitriadis?
Yes.
Rob Weintraub?
Yes.
Ethel McLeod?
Yes.
Andy Ciampaterra?
Yes.
And Tom B. Nayer?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Ready? All right. And staff updates, do we have anything, Joe, that you want to share with us?
No updates. I can't promise that all of our 2024 agendas will be this small, but it's a nice way to start off the new year.
In the water. You're absolutely right. Commissioners, thank you all very much. And here's to a great year ahead for all of you. And thanks for all your support.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Take care.